Congress has less than a week until federal funding runs out. If lawmakers cannot come to an agreement by Tuesday, there could be no funding for federal services. Let's get an update now from NPR congressional correspondent Deirdre Walsh. Hi, Deirdre.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Scott.
So the deadline is coming up next week for the Republicans controlling the House and the Senate. What are they proposing to avoid a shutdown?
Well, they're pushing a bill that would continue the current levels of funding for federal agencies for 7 weeks through November 21st. The House narrowly passed that proposal last Friday, but it didn't have enough votes to advance in the Senate.
All right. So what is happening on the Democratic side, specifically Democrats in the Senate? They have their own plan, yeah?
Right. Democrats did roll out their own proposal last week. It advanced current levels of funding through October 31st, but it also attached several healthcare provisions to it. Democrats want to extend subsidies for the Affordable Care Act that help middle-class, working-class people buy health care, make it more affordable. They want to extend those. Those are due to expire at the end of December. They also want to roll back a lot of the Medicaid provisions that were sort of the core of the Republican tax bill that the president signed back in July. Republicans have said that proposal is a non-starter. Initially, the president agreed to meet with the two top Democrats, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries tomorrow, but he abruptly canceled that meeting yesterday, and he called these demands unserious and said a meeting with Democrats at this point would be sort of non-starters. So we're really at a stalemate, and there's no negotiations going on.